You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
American sci-fi author Ursula K. Le Guin once said, "We read books to find out who we are." Books tell us stories about representation and all the ways to be human. Books teach us and encourage us to think deeper. Books introduce us to what is possible. Yet, there are those who believe that some books should be banned, especially from young people. Book banning is one way a society silences dissent and difference. Whether it's carried out by a government or a library, restricting people's access to certain books narrows their worldview. The Boston Public Library supports the rights of young people to read what they like. Any teen or young adult, 13 to 26 years old, who live in the U.S. can get a free library card from the Boston Public Library to access their catalog of frequently challenged and banned books. Get a card or learn more at bpl.org/books-unbanned. This message has been brought to you by your band of book reading DJs at WRUV FM Burlington.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
One, two. Yes, I do, I believe. Then one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the days just seem so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone, but the feeling's overwhelming. It's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you?
Take care of you.
care of it all. It's medicine now. Don't pick up, I just called to say I'm happy as can be. I'm melting away. Don't get mad at me. I'm just sleeping lightly, 'cause it's my big day and I'm wasting it away gladly. Aerosols drifting through the halls that hide us above. Have I really lowered the bar, or am I working hard? Inspiration now.
Yeah. this idea about driving a cheesecake truck, because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home, and I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck, and I said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.